Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Weekly Highlight Podcast. This week, we tackled more of the training camp series, bringing in several high-profile coaches to give us some of their best tips for this part of the season. To start off the week, we were joined by running back coach from Washington State University, Eric Mele. Mele detailed specific work he addresses every week with his guys.
Right, so you have your core drills, and just a big, kind of those big three we just talked about, footwork, pass protection, and obviously that's a receiver out of the backfield. So, on a day-to-day, we start off in pre-practice, and guys are out there on the tennis ball machine, just getting catches with their hands, working hand-eye, but, working that receiving aspect of it. And we go into some pre-practice stuff, run checks, working your run footwork, kind of a three-quarter speed, making sure our guys are, landmarks are right, or they're hugging the rail, they're cutting back if they have to, that type of thing. And then they get into some blitz stuff, so again, they're back into pass protection. So really, before practice even starts, we just hit one of each. We hit a receiving aspect, footwork for the run game, and then we're right into a pass protection deal. So those three things right before practice starts, and then we get into it. So on a Tuesday practice and a Wednesday practice, we broke it down to kind of going into the season, but really during camp, we just kind of rotate one day to the next. One day is a red zone goal line day, one day is a third down day, but for our purposes, one day in Indy, we'll make sure we get our footwork in and some pass pro, and then the next day we'll get some footwork in, and then our some more receiving stuff, which a lot of that happens organically, just the nature of what we do and some of the other team group periods that we have. But just make sure there's a balance and distribution. So it's just kind of a rotation, every other day, making sure that we're getting, footwork's kind of a daily maintenance item. And then, one day is pass pro, one day is more receiving aspect.
In our conversation with Bobby Acosta, newly hired offensive coordinator at St. Scholastica and former wide receiver coach at Syracuse, he explained his strategy for keeping camp fresh.
Within our practices this year, our fundamental period is 45 minutes. So a lot of our practice is fundamental. And then interacting with the defense with one-on-ones, and we're doing one-on-one blocks, soft drills. So we're putting our kids in a competitive situation. We're only doing two periods of team. And one of them is going to be a teach team tempo, where we're going to really slow it down and teach it. And the other one, we're going to use the same exact script and do it live against the defense. So, and then we'll build in 5-minute breaks within every period just to take time to teach a mistake or just to get a breather with your guys so we can refocus ourselves to the next period. So, this year, fundamentally, I want to put more focus on developing my student athletes. The scheme is there. They know it. They've been running the system the last 2-3 years. But now, how can we take our kids fundamentally to another level?
For Wednesday's show, we bounce to the defensive side of the ball with DC from Brockport College in New York, Mike Fox, where he gives us a look into how he evaluates his team's defensive scheme.
Really, it's what can our kids, if it's the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, it's a tie ball game, and I feel like our kids can run it with the back of their hand. I mean, that's what we're gonna run. That's gonna be our basic. Obviously, team-wise, we have a base that we're gonna run year in and year out. But then it's just kind of fitting to what your kids' strengths are, putting them in a position that's gonna utilize their talents the most. But if we do a thing in our walkthroughs, we call them perfect plays. It sounds really easy. The first group will get up there. They'll get up there. We'll get on the buckets, and we'll get lined up. We line up to a formation we call. Every single person has to do their exact responsibility down to their footwork. And if one person screws up, whether it is, and I'll go out and I might call out five of the guys and ask them what their responsibility is. And they've got to tell me exactly what they're doing. And if one guy gets it wrong, the group goes over and, does some type of push-ups. And then the second group comes on and they do the exact same thing. So, likely they should be watching that first group. Because if this guy screws it up, you shouldn't screw it up. But same thing, and then we'll go through three groups doing that. And then if I feel like at the end there's a couple things that we didn't get 100% across the board. If there's any issue that maybe, you know, one position is confused on, you know, we're going to put it out. You know, I'd rather have a game plan. I am always trying to take things away, not add them. Always. And sometimes it's a tough thing to do as a coach, but I would rather go into a game plan with half of what I thought we could run and then just get really, really good at them. So that's kind of our philosophy.
We switched it up a bit on Thursday, bringing in world-renowned human performance thought leader and influencer, Fergus Connolly. Connolly addresses what makes a top-tier coach in terms of how to work hard efficiently.
I think one of the challenges we have in society today is the idea that to do something better, we have to do more. And I think it's about finding that balance between really looking at the quality of what we do and doing, you know, as little as is necessary to get the best effect. And, you know, it takes time, but I was speaking recently at a conference. I was explaining, you know, but what I see is three different types of coaching groups. The first group is the group that just have a system and copycat drills, and they're at the basic level. They really run discipline very hard, and it's all about sweat and hard work. And that's fine. They might turn a team around. They might have a little bit of success initially, but that's a team that will fade off, you know, halfway through the season. Players will get tired and burned out, but you know, we're all working hard. The second tier have a very, very good system. They've got a very good structure. Yes, they're disciplined, they work very hard, but they only have one system or two systems or one or two options. It's really about drill, it's about repetition, it's about rote learning. There's no effort to really develop themselves or the game intelligence, and you know, they pride themselves on how hard they work, you know, how hard they can work their coaches, and it's just all about the goal. But the really top tier, your Belichicks, your Sabins, the coaches like that, they evolve and develop and are creative. You cannot evolve, you cannot be creative if you have your foot on the gas all of the time, because you're not aware and you're not trying to learn. You're not evolving. You're not recognizing your weaknesses. You're not open. And you have to ask yourself, am I at the bottom, the middle, or do I want to be a top tier coach? And that's about pausing, being confident in what you're doing, and being confident to know that the creativity, the freshness, the awareness that I'm going to need to be a truly great coach, I need to balance. I need to have a work-life balance, and I need to balance how much time I spend. And you know, that work-life balance is also about, you know, bringing in new ideas. You just don't sit. It's not that you go and, you know, sit on the beach all the day, you know, for half the day. It's about bringing in new ideas, but being confident to know that looking at new things, listening to new ideas, that's actually helping you. It's not making you worse.
On Friday of this week, our host, Keith Grabowski, explained how high school coaches should approach their first scrimmage of the year, looking at how your players perform.
Maybe it's the third and long, and it's the first really live time they've seen that. How do they perform in a third and long or in a short yard? What did the offense look like as it got into the red zone? How did the defense do down on the goal line? Again, you may not have had all the time you wanted to work those situations, but again, it kind of shows you that, hey, we're not quite ready for this, or maybe we're better at this than I thought, and you know, here's a few things we might tweak, but this package looks good for us. It's all about finding out who you are right now and figuring out, you know, the plan of who you need to be in order to be successful in week one, in week seven, in week 15 of the season. It's a journey, right? You are on a journey right now. You're working the process. So every single opportunity is a chance to get better. I know of a particular team here in Ohio, went out in their first scrimmage, and the other team scored 11 times on them. They have some new kids out there. They're going to be one of the better teams in Ohio. But right now, there's a lot they have to learn. And thinking of it too, it's a first scrimmage. The team they faced has some incredible athletes. Probably some situations that if you got into a game plan, you know what? We wouldn't handle that in the same way. We wouldn't put this particular player one-on-one with him. We might bracket to help him out, or whatever you might do on the defensive side of the ball. So it's important to remember that. You know, think about who were you facing, right? You may have been facing what are the better players in your area or in the state or even in the country. You know, your guy alone probably wouldn't be game planned to win that situation, that you would find a way to give him help. But as you're running some basic things here, as you're trying to learn the things you do, you're not going to put him in that situation right away where he does have that help, right? You're running maybe your base defense. You're running some of your base package of the offense. You didn't scheme things up like you're going to do in the season. So it's always the approach. I like being very vanilla, especially in the first scrimmage, for a number of reasons. Number one, again, to see are our players secure on the very basic things we do. But number two, I know there's people there watching or that we're going to give that film away.
Thanks for listening to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast this week. If you're a fan of the show, please make sure to follow us on our Twitter account for coaches at FBDEVCoach. Read our show notes, analysis, and coaching articles at blogs.usafootball.com and check out our systems for blocking, tackling, and defeating blocks at footballdevelopment.com. Finally, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as give us a 5-star rate on iTunes. As always, be sure to check back next week for more one-of-a-kind content.